Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, April 18th. Officials from Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico recently sent a letter to counterparts in Arizona, hoping to avert a crisis. As H2O Radio reports, the problem, if unresolved, could affect people in seven western states.
A potential water war may be breaking out over the Colorado River, a conflict that could pit Arizona against Colorado and other states. On April 13th, water managers from states in the north of the river system, called the Upper Basin, sent a letter to Arizona officials asking for their continued cooperation in managing the river for the benefit of everyone. It all started when the Central Arizona Project posted a graphic on its website showing that it could and should take more water than it needs from the river instead of conserving as much as possible. Many people in Colorado and even in Arizona think this potential water grab goes too far. The Colorado River supplies 40 million people with water under a complex set of rules, laws, and agreements among seven states.
The Colorado River system has two major reservoirs that are operated to the benefit of everybody in the basin.
That's James Eklund, Upper Colorado River Commissioner for the state of Colorado and one of those who signed the letter to Arizona officials.
The reservoir in the Upper Basin is called Lake Powell, constructed when Glen Canyon Dam was completed. And then you've got Lake Mead, which is a product of Hoover Dam.
The Upper Basin states, comprising Wyoming, Utah, New Mexico, and Colorado, send water to Lake Powell to store it in order to meet their requirement to deliver supplies to the Lower Basin states, Arizona, Nevada, and California.
The Upper Basin really depends on a healthy amount of water in Lake Powell to act as their insurance policy, our insurance policy, against calls for more water from the Lower Basin.
Think of the reservoirs this way. They are like two bathtubs connected, one above the other. When the lower bathtub needs water, the upper one has to let some out. Central Arizona wants to force water to be released from the upper bathtub, even if not needed. This got people in the Upper Basin concerned. Up until this point, the perception was that everyone was acting in everyone else's interest, all for one and one for all. But Central Arizona's recent move made it appear it's acting for its own benefit to the detriment of others, especially those in the Upper Basin.
If we start working in our own self-interest at the expense of others, then we start getting into more of a zero-sum game, and that's a place that's fraught with peril on this river.
Eklund added that they have worked very hard not to have the upper and lower basins pitted against each other, but the messaging that the Central Arizona Project put out implies that it wants to game the system. This maneuver would discourage farmers and cities in Colorado from conserving water to send to the upper bathtub, Lake Powell, to meet lower basin requirements. People in the Upper Basin have been working hard to promote those conservation efforts. Jim Lockhead, CEO of Denver Water, is concerned enough about the potential water grab that he sent a letter to the managers of the Central Arizona Project on April 16th. He threatens to stop funding some conservation efforts unless the Central Arizona District shows it is not manipulating the system and is aggressively conserving water with other entities in Arizona. The potential water war along the Colorado underscores how everybody on the river is tied together, especially in a dry year. Again, James Eklund.
Inflow into the system is really shaping up to be low this year. And so, you know, this year we might skirt by, but if, you know, we get back-to-back years like this, then we're really in a crisis.
A crisis where everyone up and down the Colorado needs to cooperate. For H2O Radio in Denver, I'm Jamie Sudler.
Colorado Springs investors looking to make a bid for local ownership of the Denver Post may be part of a national trend. Eric Galatis has more.
As a group of Colorado investors works to corral enough cash to make a bid to buy the Denver Post from its current owner, Fund Alden Global Capital, other communities are looking to follow suit. Julie Reynolds, an investigative journalist who spent years covering the New York-based hedge fund's media holdings, has been getting calls from groups across the U.S. hoping to save their local papers. She says since Alden began extracting resources from news outlets, cities and entire regions are no longer being covered.
We're talking about people's right to information about their communities, which means we're talking about the cornerstone of our democracy. So we're looking at places that you never know what their city hall is doing anymore because of this drastic downsizing by Alden.
Despite annual profits ranging from 20% to 24%, cuts by Alden have left fewer than 70 journalists at the Post to cover a metro area of nearly 3 million people. Reynolds says grocery stores typically see profits of 10%. After the paper's editorial team sounded the alarm publicly, a Colorado Springs-based group launched an exploratory committee to find local ownership. Managers at Alden have said the cuts are due to a loss of advertising income. Alden did not respond to a request for comment. Reynolds notes that since acquiring the Post, Alden has treated the paper more like a personal ATM machine than a public trust. A recent lawsuit revealed Alden took more than $240 million in cash from its media holdings, borrowed $248 million from newspaper workers' pension funds, and forced newspapers to take on $200 million in debt to finance other investments. Reynolds says the Wall Street term vulture capitalism hardly applies to Alden.
They're deliberately killing it. They're really more like wolves, because they're looking for weakness. And while newspapers were struggling with reinventing themselves and trying to find new economic models, they were able to move in, buy them cheaply, and then systematically destroy them.
This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today in news from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, according to a press release, although spring has just started and it's still a little cold, there's lots of fishing action in the Montrose and Delta areas. As the season starts to pick up, here is a rundown of fishing activities in the listening area. The third annual Ridgeway State Park Smallmouth Bass Tournament is scheduled for July 7th through July 28th. This year, $5,000 in cash prizes will be awarded. There is no fee to fish in the tournament. All anglers must have a 2018 Colorado fishing license. Next, Parks and Wildlife biologists will be spawning rainbow trout in the East Portal section of the Gunnison River area during the last week of April and the first week of May. The spawning activity is conducted annually because the rainbows in that section of the Gunnison River are resistant to whirling disease. The spawn collected is being used to rebuild wild rainbow population throughout Colorado. Last year, Parks and Wildlife worked with the City of Montrose to open fishing at the city's reservoir at Cerro Summit State Wildlife Area. The reservoir was stocked with tiger trout, and many of those fish are now measuring more than 16 inches in length. And last, to increase the variety of angling opportunities at Crawford Reservoir, Parks and Wildlife has reduced the numbers of northern pike in the lake. Anglers are reminded to buy their 2018-19 fishing license, which is good through March 31st, 2019. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.